Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. We're watching The End of Time, part two, not to be confused with part one, which we've already watched. It's all one big story, really. Although it does feel, this episode feels very different to the last one. Because the last one just ended with the Time Lords turning up, and this one, like, they're here, they're arriving, and they're bringing Gallifrey with them. It's, like, appearing in the sky, it's freaking everyone out, it's making me think about science, it's not my favourite thing. Anyway, so Wilf was running through the mansion, the Naismith mansion, things falling about all over the place. The Vinvochi say the Earth is going to be destroyed by that planet. And the male Vinvochi is like, oh, what are we going to do? What about the doctor? And the woman's like, he said he was dying. so I guess... they're off. See ya. All the people at Naismith's mansion start to flee. They run outside because it looks like it's going to fall down. And they look up and they see Gallifrey coming down from space. And the master yells, I did this. I get the credit. I'm on your side. Naismith looks panicked at the sky, like with a look on his face of like, this is actually my fault. This is what I get for trying to make an immortality gate and getting my daughter to have, you know, a natural long life. In the, you know, the glass dome room, which no longer has a glass dome because the doctor's just smashed through it when he jumped from outer space. Another thing, like, echoed back in the woman who fell to Earth, like, that felt very much, you know, when she falls through the train. It's like, oh, that's almost exactly kind of the same thing, like where the doctor fell through the roof of... You know, maybe that's part of why. I'm having a theory. Look out! this could be some problems. Maybe that's why she regenerated into the David Tennant Doctor again, because it felt like, you know, well, I started falling out of the sky, and the last time I fell out of a sky and crashed through a roof, I looked like this, and it's just kind of. That sort of has tipped her over somehow. No, that does that. No, that feels weird, doesn't it? That doesn't really make sense at all. Anyway, it was a valiant attempt, Adam, at a theory. They can't all be gems. they can't all be white star diamonds. What? really, just. I mean, this has been going on so long. I don't actually. Remember what happened in the first episode or even what happened yesterday. Also, by the way, I should point out I've recorded these in that weird kind of Christmas New Year area before I went off on my overseas holiday. So, yeah, you know when you don't know what day it is, let alone what time of the day it is? Like you look at the clock and you're like, how is it now 4 o'clock in the afternoon? I'm sure I just got out of bed. Like, what have I been doing all day? You know, that period? So, yeah, foolishly, I just thought, yeah, I'll just get ahead on my podcast so I can go on my holiday. And now it's, yeah, there's some hardcore lunacy going on. So my apologies if none of this is making sense to you, because it's not making sense to me and I'm doing it. Anyway, that was my weird theory about the doctor falling and falling and crashing and crashing, and that's why he's gone backwards after he was, you know, the Jodie Whittaker doctor. Like when she was, yeah, she had the same falling experience, and so it caused a reset. I don't know how. It's something that happens at the start. Like if you fall through a roof at the start of your regeneration, it kind of reboots you back to the last time you fell through a roof. And maybe that's how, you know, the fourth doctor ends up being the curator. I mean, I don't know really what the whole Big Finish story with the curator is, but maybe one of the doctors falls off a great big radio telescope or some other high thing, and it kind of reboots him back to being that doctor, because that doctor fell off a radio telescope to become the fifth doctor, and that's how he ends up being the curator. That's my crazy theory, and I'm sticking with it. There's also the idea that you can choose your regenerations. Like Romana chose her regeneration, and the second doctor was supposedly allowed to choose the third doctor body, but then I think it was taken out of his hands because he wouldn't make a decision. And the eighth doctor chose to regenerate into the war doctor. So, you know, maybe there is a choice that goes on. Maybe it's subconscious, you know, it's just like, when I became this doctor, I remember I fell through a roof right at the start. What does that remind me of as I die again and having deja vu of death? Anyway, deja vu of death. That is how that is how the 14th doctor looks like the 10th doctor, because of deja vu of death. Anyway, I've got to get on. Otherwise, we'll still be doing these episodes in the middle of February, which is, probably is the middle of February now. oh, my God. Anyway, Naismith was looking in the sky, realizing this was all his fault, and inside the glass dome, which is what distracted me, there's a man banging on the nuclear vault in the weird twin shower arrangement, which I still don't understand. It's two glass cubicles with door handles, and then you press a button to unlock them. It makes no sense to me. Wilf runs in, and the doctor's like, "Don't!" And then Wilf, you know, locks himself in to let that other man out, because Wilf's nice. It's what Wilf does. The master says, "This is fantastic, isn't it? The Time Lord's restored." And the doctor says, "Like, you weren't there in the final days of the war. You didn't see what was born. You know, if the Time Lord war is unlocked, then everything is coming through. The Skaro degradations, the Horde of Travesties, the Nightmare Child. The war turned into hell, and you've opened it above the earth. Hell is descending." Oh, this is some big monumental biblical business. Hell is descending. I feel like it's, you know, it's like a Meatloaf album that we we never got. Hell is descending. The Descent of Hell by Meatloaf and Jim Steinman. There's a musical I wouldn't mind seeing. You know, there's like a Meatloaf musical. I did once watch a Meatloaf, like a made-for-TV movie about Meatloaf and his life and how he became Meatloaf. Meatloaf the person, not like he was turned into Meatloaf. I don't even know why that occurred to me. But yeah, it was like, I love, like, Jim Steinman music is crazy and over the top. Like, you know that Celine Dion song, the It's All Coming Back to Me Now? That's a Jim Steinman crazy classic. You know, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler. You know, those kind of overblown, silly rock epics. Anyway, I'm sure the Meatloaf musical is just lots of those songs over and over and over. So how did we get to Meatloaf? Oh, Hell Descending. So the master says, this is my kind of world, because, you know, the doctor's trying to say that it's a terrible thing, like what happened to Gallifrey, it became awful. And the master said, yep, sounds good. The doctor's like, no, even the Time Lords couldn't survive that. And the president says, we will initiate the final sanction. I'm loving how Timothy Dalton's just gone, I've been told to say all the lines like they're the most important thing that's ever happened, so I will. Like everything he says sounds like it's a proclamation, like it's, oh, I'm determining the end of everything. Good on you, Timothy Dalton. Like, just deliver everything like it's the most important thing ever. You're the president of the Time Lords, and it's slightly crazy, and the Time Lords have become evil. And then he says, the end of time will come at my hand. I guess if you've got lines like that, you just figure they all have to be delivered with the utmost portentousness. Like, just sell it like it's the biggest thing ever. So apparently the rupture will continue and rip everything apart, and the Time Lords, according to President Timothy Dalton, will become creatures of consciousness alone, free of the bodies and time and cause and effect, and creation will cease to be. And the doctor says, that's what they were planning, and I had to stop them. Oh, so that's why he had to use the moment, which was, you know, Billy Piper's box with a button on it. Oh, this is full on. Ooh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.